Welcome to this special edition of Changing the Narrative with Dina Eccles. It's very easy these days to be lost in the tumultuous national news and lose sight of newsworthy activities occurring around us. The town of Baraboo is less than an hour away for most of us, and we may know a few of the fun facts, like it's the home to the Circus World Museum and near Devil's Lake State Park and Aldo Leopold's shack and farm. But we may not know the Ho-Chunk Nation has an active cultural and community presence, and Baraboo has a population that is comprised of Hispanic, Black, and Asian people as well. It's that diversity that has come together to form the Baraboo Acts Coalition. This is from their website. Our vision is that the greater Baraboo area will be known as an open and affirming place where everyone thrives. I've come to respect this community and the coalition building that Baraboo's engaging in. I've attended a few of their events and found them welcoming, informative, and inclusive. My guest today is Marcy Huffaker, and she's co-chair of Baraboo Acts Coalition. And I invited her to speak about the coalition, how and why it formed, and about upcoming events. So welcome, Marcy.
Thank you, Dina. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So let's begin with the occurrence that led to the initial creation of Baraboo Acts Coalition.
Well, there was one specific event that happened about 6 years ago. There was a photo of high school boys appearing to give the Nazi salute that went viral. And it was shocking to people in Baraboo, as well as it spread nationwide. Mm. And as a Jewish woman in Baraboo raising Jewish children, two of which were freshmen at the high school at that time, it was scary and concerning to me. So not really knowing anything about the photo or how it came to be, so my husband and I got involved with other folks in the community who were concerned and wanted to help Baraboo address this story and find some way to heal from this event and move forward. Mm. And there were many people in the community who were willing to do the same. It was really an empowering time, and we held a lot of community meetings, a lot of discussions and hard conversations, and had a lot of events to kind of educate and learn from this experience. And at going through the process, many of us realized that there were a lot of people in the community who did not feel welcome. So there was a group of us that wanted to continue finding ways to educate and educate about and celebrate our diversity. Mm-hmm. And we started to call ourselves the Baraboo Acts Coalition and tried a lot of different events and programs to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been about 6 years in the making.
It's been about 6 years, yeah.
Right. And thanks to your speaking up and not being afraid. I mean, I could imagine that you would be a little bit like, well, maybe we should just, like, hide.
Well, and I did think about that, and I have to say I did speak up, but I was also afraid at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I can understand that. I appreciate that. Yeah, so who is your co-chair? Who else is part of your organization?
Let's see. We have a variety of members. We have about 20 on our email list, and about 6 or 7 that are active. And we have representative from the school district. The mayor is on our board.
Excellent.
Representation from the public library, Madison College. We University of Baraboo campus. We have the owner of Las Milpas is involved. Kehlani Jones, who there's so many, it's hard to keep up.
That's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. You
know. So we have a wide variety of folks in the community involved.
And it shows when the events happen. I really have enjoyed the events I've come to. Because it really celebrates that diversity that you have.
Well, good, because that's the goal.
Yeah, and I think it's successful. So did you come into any bumps? Were there any, like, really, you know, people coming and saying, look, we don't want this, or?
After the photo appeared, there were some folks who wrote into the Baraboo News Republic about that. Not that people were saying we don't want this, but a lot of people said this isn't really an issue. Mm-hmm. Why are you spending time on this?
Right.
Those were just boys. They didn't know what they were doing. It's not a big deal. So more things along those lines.
Mm-hmm. So that's where the education piece comes in.
Right. And we are really trying to bring people together, not to divide people anymore into us versus them.
Yeah, and that's really why I wanted to have you come on the radio today, because, you know, this is the most important time for us all to overcome our differences and see our similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Baraboo couldn't stay out of the limelight. I guess in, when was it, 24? The graduation incident that occurred when...
Correct. That was pretty recent.
Right.
Pretty recent.
Where a white man accosted the black superintendent on graduation.
Right. And that's when Sarah Lloyd connected the two of us, and you came to the first Juneteenth event.
That's right. Yep, I loved it. It was pouring rain, and there was just wonderful music and incredible poetry and good food. You always seem to have good food.
Well, we all like food here, and I have to make sure to give credit where credit is due. The Baraboo X Coalition is a supporter of the Juneteenth event. FaithWorks Ministries, Ramona and Antoine Hallman planned that event, working with Madison College and a few other folks. We were just there for support, but it turned out that event happened just after the incident at the school, so it was pretty timely way for the community to, again, celebrate how much more we are alike than different, and educate about the historical significance of Juneteenth.
So Juneteenth was planned before the incident?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that. When I heard about the incident, then I heard about Juneteenth, and I was like, I'm going to be there.
That was in the planning for a while.
And then you had it again. There was another Juneteenth celebration in 25.
Yep, correct. Mm-hmm. Also, Ramona and Antoine, as part of FaithWorks Ministries, did the planning for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're wonderful, wonderful people. They've spoken to WNPJ, the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, which I know Baraboo X is also a member of.
Thanks to you. it's been a fantastic... We really enjoy being a part of that, because you really help amplify our message. So
yeah, and thank you for and that's what I love about that the Wisconsin Network, is that, you know, that's 89 members now, I think, across the whole state, and of many, many ways, you know, that people, some are environmentally focused, some are anti-war. I mean, there's many things, but that we do get to share one another's activities. And so I'm partly hoping that, you know, I don't mind driving to Baraboo for a Juneteenth celebration, but it would be nice to see something happening in Viroqua as well.
You know? Well, that would be wonderful, and we'd head to Viroqua for that. So.
Yeah, given that, you know, everything's trying to be whitewashed these days, it seems, it'd be really nice. I have always loved diversity. I've always appreciated people's... I love food, so diversity in food is always fun.
So, I agree.
Yeah. So let's talk about the different types of events you've done, the educational ones and...
There's two main ones that we have been focusing on that seem to garner the most support, and one of them is a community book read, and we work closely with the library and the Baraboo Area Literacy Council, as well as a few other community members on that. And we, every year, we pick a book on a topic, and we raise money to give away about 75 free copies. We try to get a speaker related to the topic or a panel, and have a really thoughtful discussion. Last year, we, with some extra support from Sauk County Public Health, we raised some money to discuss a book over four evenings in the winter, and our Dr. Briggs, our district school district administrator at the time, led the discussions on racism. And we also were able to provide food from local chefs at each evening. So that was really wonderful, and hopefully we can do something on a larger scale like that again. So the community book reads is one, and we have our fourth Celebrate Sauk happening on Saturday, and that's the other event that we focus on, and that is really growing and gaining a lot of attention these days. We it's happening in conjunction with the farmers market that happens every Saturday, and we have live music, we have a magician, we have indigenous artists, we have a few quite a few food vendors now selling. We have we have Peruvian food, we have Indian food, we have Nicaraguan food, Hawaiian food, indigenous food, and probably more. So a nice variety of food and artwork. New this year, La Movida, a Spanish radio station in Madison, is going to broadcast live for a couple hours.
Excellent.
Yes, and there is a new Ho-Chunk Traveling Museum exhibit on art and culture that's showcased in Wanakee for the first time, I believe, last month, and it's going to be on display this Saturday at Celebrate Sauk, and I believe it's the second time it's been shared with the public. And then it goes, it belongs to the Ho-Chunk Nation, and it will be going through some Dane County libraries and then possibly open to other opportunities to be traveling around the state.
Ah, Viroqua.
Well, I think it's all possible, and I can connect you with the person who is in charge of that, if
all
you'd
right.
like.
Excellent. And it, the Ho-Chunk, if I'm correct, your organization received a gift, an award, financial award, or?
Correct. One of our board members, Kristen White Eagle, she just finished her tenure also as a legislator for the Ho-Chunk Nation, and she asked the Ho-Chunk Nation to support the Baraboo X Coalition in response to some of our community building activities, and they were very generous and gave us a $5,000 donation, and we are using that to support our existing activities and hope to also come up with some new ones with that generous support.
Yeah, so that's great.
We are very excited about that.
So how often do you meet? And you meet in person, or is it Zoom? Or
We, ever since COVID, we've been meeting in Zoom with occasional in-person meetings, but we are starting to have more hybrid and in-person meetings. We meet, our board meets every 2 months, and then we have subcommittees for to plan Celebrate Sauk and our community book read. And those we meet for about 8 months out of the year to plan those in person once a month.
And it, and the people that have, that are actively involved, they've mostly been involved from the onset?
There are some that have been involved from the onset, and then there are some who are newer members.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep trying to recruit newer members,
mm-hmm,
to keep our energy going.
Yeah, right. I know how that is. Yeah, and I'm asking all these things because I would love to see. I think what you're doing is amazing. I there are other communities doing similar things, not quite the same. But like this celebration for the International Day of Peace up in Green Bay, I'll be going up there. That's why I won't be there on the 13th. I'm going
to
be
there. There are so many good things to do these days.
Yeah, I'll be up there. I'll be speaking, and looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I would love to encourage what you do, highlight what you do, and encourage that kind of community support of one another, especially at this time.
Thank you. Our hope when we started creating this organization is that that we could be a model for other communities. And we are starting to work with Sauk Prairie. They have a group that is doing similar things and also helps to plan Celebrate Sauk. So we are very open to speaking with any other communities who are interested, mm-hmm, in doing something like this and sharing our experience and,
mm-hmm,
knowledge with others. So,
and people can find you on Facebook, right?
Facebook, and also we have a website, mm-hmm, BaribouAxeCoalition.org. Our Facebook page is the same name, Baribou Axe Coalition, so we're pretty easy to find.
Okay. Are you also members of the Winding River Library Association, or are you separate from that?
No, but I will look into it.
Yeah, Winding Rivers is up here, La Crosse. All the little libraries in the area are connected, so people can share the books. It's interesting, it's an interesting thing. It might be a way that some of your educational things could, be shared. I don't know. I love connecting people.
Well, that's the best. That, I think, is the best part of being involved in this coalition, is the connections I've made with other friends in this community.
So you feel pretty safe now?
Yes, I do.
Good. That's a good thing. It's such a difficult time for so many of us who find ourselves in a marginalized
yes,
position. And
yes,
yet, the truth of the matter is that when we're all together, we're not marginal at all.
That's true.
And we've just allowed these louder voices to make us take a step back. So I'm really proud of you all for what you do.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, my pleasure. So let's see. We've talked about how people can find you and your event coming up. And we could talk about what you do too. You own a landscape design business, eh?
Yes, I do.
You like keeping busy.
There's no end of fun things to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for 25 years now, working with native plants. So,
mm-hmm,
and I love doing that, and I work all over Sauk County, and even I have about an hour's reach.
Mm, excellent. So you're kind of close. There's something about working on the land and working with soil and plants that I think helps understand the nature of diversity. I think there's such a mirrored experience there. So I'm not surprised that that's what you do, and you get to do it then, in so-called real life, too.
Well, thank you. Yes, mm-hmm, there's communities of plants and communities of people. You're right, not very different at all.
And so this event on Saturday is downtown Baribou?
Downtown Baribou, right on the square from 9 to 2.
9 to 2. All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to cover, anything we've missed?
I don't think so. I think this has been pretty great.
Yeah, I'll be happy to share it with Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice as well. as you guys are a proud member.
Yes. Yes, we are. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Dina.
Always good seeing you and talking to you, too. You take
yes,
care.
Yes, looking forward to the next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This has been a special edition of Changing the Narrative with Dina Eccles, and my guest has been Marcy Huffaker, who's co-chair of the Baraboo Acts Coalition. They're doing amazing things out there in Baraboo, bringing people together, celebrating diversity, celebrating community, and they have an upcoming event Saturday, September 13th, called Celebrate Sauk. Check it out, folks. Thank you. This is Dina Eccles with Changing the Narrative, and I have some local news for southwestern Wisconsin residents. Dairyland Power Cooperative has announced the possibility of constructing a very large double electric transmission line through private properties in Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, and may continue on into Sauk and Columbia counties. These proposed steel transmission lines might run from Genoa through Gays Mills and into Hillsboro, and can be as much as 200 feet high with a 200-foot wide corridor. To date, Dairyland has only mentioned one route. State law demands multiple routes be proposed. A transmission line of this scale has never been proposed or built in Wisconsin, and if unopposed, may signal two other similar transmission lines to be built. What is at stake? Visible and audible corona disturbances, such as glowing and buzzing, are possible under high usage and high humidity conditions. Transmission lines of these sizes tend to decrease property values and will definitely impact our ecotourism market running near or through Wildcat Mountain State Park and the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. All Wisconsin electric customers pay for any transmission additions. This project is estimated to be about $1 billion. Add a portion of that to your current electric bill. Other considerations? Rebuilding older existing transmission lines with modern wires can be an alternative, as well as newer underground technologies. So what's ahead? Pay attention. If Dairyland Power goes ahead with this proposal, we will begin a lengthy public review process. Early local opposition has proven to impact transmission routing. So learn more about this and share with your neighbors. There are petitions circulating, and town boards of affected areas are being notified. Stay in touch with your town boards and ask to know, what information do you have? This is our home, and it's ours to protect. Be informed and be active. Thank you.